Yesterday's attack compounds the debate over Germany's response to Europe's refugee crisis. For more on that, let's turn to David Miliband. He's in New York, and he's president of the International Rescue Committee. Welcome back to Here and Now.
Yeah, it's good to be with you.
So first of all, given all that we've heard about the terrible attacks yesterday in Berlin, and that at least initially there was some concern that a suspect might have been an asylum seeker, I mean, what's your thoughts, your response to what happened yesterday?
I think anyone has a first thought that it could have been me. It could have been anyone in that market there. And so utter condemnation and horror at the event must be the first human emotion. I think the second thing speaks to the rather bigger picture that you've raised, is that the tone that's been set by Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany, which is that the facts have to be gained before people start offering opinions on the lessons of this horrific killing, it seems to me to be absolutely right.
Now, of course, Chancellor Merkel has been criticized roundly by many. Not, of course, not everybody, but many people for being so welcoming to refugees and migrants who seek to come to Germany. I want to speak with you more broadly in a moment about the refugee situation globally, but staying with Germany for just a moment, I was seeing that the German Interior Minister described some problems with processing of asylum applicants. You know, specifically, he was talking about the case of the man who was held as a suspect yesterday, saying that several attempts to hear this man's initial claim failed because he did not appear for assessment. And then at a later hearing, when he finally appeared, that hearing failed when the suspect claimed he spoke Balochi, a language which German officials didn't have a translator for. So are there issues in terms of how asylum seekers are being processed in Germany?
I'm sure there have been some administrative glitches, but the message that I got in Berlin, and I talked to people from all over Germany at a meeting that included discussion of this issue, and they spoke to a real seriousness of purpose in Germany, that they realize that this is a global problem, that the Middle East is on Europe's doorstep and needs attention in the region, but also that Germany has responsibilities to live up to its own values. And I think that we have to hope very much that the shock of yesterday's event doesn't disrupt that determined approach that Germany has, which is to be practical, but also to live up to some high ideals.
Well, 2016 has been yet another year where the refugee and migrant crisis has been brought into sharp relief. Can you give us a sense, now that we're at the close of the year, what the refugee situation is worldwide? How many people find themselves in this terrible situation?
This year, the figures will show that there are around 25 million refugees around the world. There are also 40 million people who are displaced within their own country. And the war in Syria, which has been in the global headlines and in your headlines, especially over the last week, has really become the poster child for these wars that spill out masses of people. 5 million refugees from Syria, 5.5 million refugees from Syria, leaving the borders of that country and going to Lebanon, Jordan, Turkey, Iraq, the neighboring states, and then onward to Europe in the case of about 850,000 of them. And that is part of the global refugee crisis. And one very important element of it is the greatest load in hosting refugees is borne basically by poor and lower middle income countries rather than rich countries like the US or European countries. The vast bulk of refugees are in countries like Lebanon, Jordan, Turkey, Kenya, Ethiopia, Pakistan. That's where the refugee load is the greatest. And that's why I think it's right to see this as a global problem that needs global attention.
Well, you mentioned Syria, and you also talked about internally displaced people. There are, of course, many refugees leaving Syria, but many people are forced to, you know, for example, have been able to get out of Aleppo but still have to stay inside the country. I mean, what are the challenges for those refugees?
We've got people today, my own staff, 20 kilometers to the west of Aleppo, and they are reporting terrorized civilians fleeing the fighting, fleeing for their lives. And it's very important to recognize that in addition to the 5 million refugees, there are 7 million homeless within Syria. And those are people who are now waiting to see the next stage of the government offensive. Does it repeat the indiscriminate bombing, the door-to-door murder that has been a feature of the Aleppo situation? And I think that we would be right to say they're genuinely in fear of their lives. And we as a humanitarian aid organization are on the front lines trying to provide support in water and sanitation, in healthcare, in sometimes cash support to these people who've fled with nothing. And it's very important to recognize that the toll of wars without law, wars without end, is borne by civilians who are left with very little to show for the lives that they've built up.
Well, David Miliband, final question. With the tens of millions of people who you described to us who are either refugees or internally displaced, do you feel any optimism for 2017 that the tide can turn? Because I don't get a sense that the conflicts that are creating these humanitarian disasters show any sign of abating.
Well, you're right, I think, to say that there's a real danger of a vacuum of international leadership in 2017. And the great danger is that the five-year Syrian civil war burns on, that the situation in Afghanistan takes a turn for the worse, that the long-running conflicts in Somalia and Congo are untended. And one of the great lessons of 2015 and 2016 is that problems in places like Syria or Congo or Afghanistan don't stay within Syria or Congo and Afghanistan. They spread out. And that's why they become a global phenomenon and a global problem. And so I'm afraid it's not my job to bring, or my possibility to be here as Santa Claus bringing Christmas cheer about the humanitarian state of the world. What I can say, and what I think is very important for listeners to hear, is that they can make a difference. And I know from the work that we do, helping 23 million people around the world last year, that the spirit of generosity and compassion is strong. And the greatest danger we face is that people give up on that.
David Miliband, president of the International Rescue Committee, many thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.